91.3 WHJE. It's the voice of the Greyhounds, and in the studio with me, we've had one more person, Ethan Sellers, Jake Kerr-Miller, and now Emily Patton.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. We haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
You've been busy. You've been busy, but it's okay.
Yeah, but I'm like really glad to be back. It feels, I know. Feels
you,
nice.
I know. You stop by, you're fresh with your coffee. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah. You got coffee, right?
Yeah, I got some iced coffee. No, real nice right now.
See,
nice,
you nice, like nice. Coffee.
Love coffee.
Ethan loves coffee.
Occasionally. Like, I like coffee, but I don't drink it a lot.
I like coffee so much, I got a 5-pound bag of beans.
You did? I saw that on your Snapchat story.
It's incredible.
Ethan's always drinking coffee.
Like, every day, at least 2 cups.
I work at a breakfast place, so, like, coffee is, like, fueling me when I work. And I always take home, like, 5 cups, and I'm like, all right, thanks, guys. Because it's free for me, and it's just delicious.
Yeah, no coffee for me. I'm good with... I'm sure in college, like, I'll develop a taste and I'll develop a need, I should say. But right now, I'm boycotting it. It's going well. I mean, 18 years coffee free.
18 years clean.
18 years clean. Yeah. Okay, I'm stupid. I'm just going to admit it right now. I'm extremely stupid.
He is the definition of stupidity. When you open up a dictionary, you see his picture.
You see my face. It's just right there. This giant, weird smile. Just, hey, it's me. Yeah, no, that's me. I walk into the studio and I'm like, yo, Ethan, we prepped? We all good? He's like, yeah, no, we're all good, man. I said, okay, cool, I'm hungry. Let's go to the vending machine. And he's like, you know what? I'm just such a good friend. It's on me. Okay, I grab my wallet. I'm strutting along the hallway. I'm like, woo, yeah, I got
he's
dollar
actually
bills.
Strutting. He's
I got
strutting.
Dollar bills. Like, we good. I'm like, throw my wallet up in the air. I'm feeling happy. I throw my wallet up in the air, catch
and
it.
And then?
Throw my wallet up in the air, catch it.
The
throw
worst
my wallet up in the air, catch it.
Happened.
Throw my wallet up in the air, and it doesn't come back down. And I'm like, boy, where'd it go? And it's like this little platform thing in the hallway that it just lands on. I'm like, it's legit like 10 feet tall. I'm like, I can't jump that high. What the heck? And so, actually, no, it's got to be more than 10.
Because
I can touch a rim on a basketball, and that's 10. So it's got to be like 12 or 13, maybe. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. God, yeah. Goodness. So,
jeez, Jackson.
I like combined God and gush, and that was just gosh, goodness. Okay.
So, what was gush?
I don't know, gushers.
English is hard sometimes. We understand.
It is. English is not my language. It's not my original language. I'm from Georgia.
Wait, what?
Exactly. so we go with the spill stool. You know, it's a Spillbeller's prize stool in the classroom. I'm like, okay, maybe we could use this. So we set up in the hallway. I stand on it. I'm like reaching. I can't reach it.
A couple teachers look at us really strangely.
They're like, hey, no dying allowed. I'm like, not playing on it. We're good.
I walk in the middle of all of this.
Jackson, he's like, hey guys, what's up? He's like, it's all normal. Nothing
like
weird.
They're
happening.
Taking a picture. I'm like, can I get in this one?
And I'm like, no, my stupid wallet got stuck up there. And so I can't reach it. So I jump and I end up pushing it farther back.
Of course, the stupidity even increases.
No, yeah. Now if you look up stupider in the dictionary, then you see my face again. So we're looking around and I get the trash can. I'm like, you know what? We could probably put the stool on top of the trash can. No, the stool's wider and wider than the trash can. So that's not going to work. And so we go to the custodian and this guy, like, no offense to him, but like, I cannot understand a word he's saying. And I'm like, oh gosh. He's like, no. And he's like, tell me, ultimately, he was trying to tell me to go down to main cafeteria, and finally I got that after about 30 seconds, and apparently main cafeteria has a ladder, so we go down there and get the ladder.
There's like a secret hallway. For all you
there
clowns,
is, yeah.
I had no idea that this existed. It's just like off in the little corner to the right. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like a little custodian like hangout, and it's like the custodian lounge. You get the teacher lounge, you get the custodian maintenance lounge.
We need a student lounge.
We do need a student lounge.
There are a lot of secret places in Carmel High School.
There are. There's an underground tunnel system.
Yep.
Apparently. I've never seen it.
I know there is.
Betty White wants to rebut her old Golden Girls show on her 95th birthday.
I love that woman.
Not even going to lie, I thought she was dead.
You thought she was dead?
Not going to lie.
It's Betty White.
I mean, like, I wasn't
Betty White
hoping
is
she
immortal.
Was. I wasn't hoping she was.
She's been
like,
alive forever.
She's 95. That's awesome. Big Mac tweaks their burgers. They go from Little Mac to Big Mac to, like, Grand Mac.
Grand Mac?
Oh, the Grand Mac.
Got three, what is it? It's three buns now. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just, they're stacking it.
It's insane.
As if it needed to be bigger.
Ethan, we have some Twitter, some Facebook, some stuff like that. Why don't you read those off for our lovely listeners?
All right. Well, Twitter originally had 300,000 tweets per day, and today they have 500 million tweets per day.
That was 8 years ago.
That was
eight not today. Years ago. Facebook,
150 million active users,
and now
more than 1.79 billion. Billion.
Goodness. Gracious.
Dang.
I don't even know.
Celebrity and Peer Apprentice. Then the first season launches and Piers Morgan wins. And now,
series rebooted with host Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you go.
You have been terminated.
Wow, that's not.
And Trump is president.
And Trump is president. There's some brands that were back then, 8 years ago, Blockbuster Video. What is that one?
You don't know what Blockbusters is?
Oh, Circuit City. I couldn't read that. Yeah, you got Circuit City, Saturn, and now we got Instagram and Uber.
You left out Borders. How do you leave out Borders?
And Borders, I'm sorry.
Borders, the bookstore. Now it's taken over by Barnes & Noble.
It deserves that. I'm just kidding. But
wow. Borders was, that was my favorite.
Color of the Year 8 years ago was Mimosa.
And now all you guys know, because you guys are avid listeners, what the color this year is.
We talked about it a few shows ago. Uh-huh. It is now greenery. Some greenery.
Love greenery.
Greenery color over there. And now same-sex marriage was only legal in Massachusetts and Connecticut, and now it's legal in all 50 states.
Aw. Now, the biggest one I thought was insane.
This is kind of insane.
Was the before and after for, like, Obama, his first speech on the road to candidacy, and then his goodbye speech.
Okay, let's see. So let's set this picture up. Have Obama on stage. He's got a black suit on, a red tie, you know, the classic Obama. Mm-hmm. And you got fans all around them, but they're holding up. What are they holding up?
American flags. They're just waving them in the air like they just don't care.
That American pride. Just uncanny. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, let's see. He's on stage. You got some American flags up on stage with him. Let's see. It looks like Michelle Obama is right next to him. His daughter. Mm-hmm. I see that. Yep. There's the gray hair.
Uh-huh.
He's got that black suit. And, the fans in the audience. And what are they holding?
Smartphones.
This is insane.
Oh my gosh, guys. Come on.
There's not
You all know you spend a ton of time on your phones.
There is not one American flag in that crowd.
You would be guilty of it, too. You'd be filming Obama, too.
Oh, for sure.
I would deny it.
I would have an American flag on my head.
On your head?
Faux show.
You'd be like wearing an American flag hat?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Just stabbed in there?
No, your head. Like taped on it. My goodness. No.
Challenge.
Okay, right. 3 seconds.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Animated Pixar superheroes.
That was not enough.
What? Come on.
That was not enough.
So many movies.
Come on, you got this.
What the heck?
Animated Pixar superheroes.
I don't know any Pixar superhero movies.
I think I have a guess.
Oh, The Incredibles!
There we go!
Yes! Oh my gosh. No.
How did he get that? Woo! I'm done. You Silly Zest Grant brought 100 canaries to release, but the ball was the coldest March day on record at 4 degrees, and all the birds froze.
Oh, my God. I hope it's not true. I will just say that.
Jake, what do you think?
I just wanna say it's true.
It is true. It's true. All the birds froze that he brought to release, and
it's so sad.
They all died in the cage?
Yeah, they all died. It was 4 degrees and they all froze. Yeah.
During Harry Truman's inauguration, a giant fight broke out in a crowd, causing the inauguration to be stopped while they broke up the fight.
False.
I feel like that's true.
No, that one's false.
Oh,
that one's false. Ticketmaster released a link to purchase tickets to the inauguration ball a day early accidentally. So people planning to buy tickets the next day were kind of disappointed that all the tickets were already sold out.
True. That sounds so easily true.
True.
Yeah, that one's true. That one's true.
William Henry Harrison's speech was 100 minutes long, the longest ever. And he gave it in the middle of a snowstorm, got pneumonia, and died a month later.
No way.
I'm 95% sure that's true.
Oh, I feel like my I've heard gosh. That. That's gotta be true.
Yeah, that one's true.
Oh my gosh.
That one's true.